Murphy on Oscar's shortlist. Multiplayer gaming goes full screen and hacker steals CIA SSL certificates. This is Newsbite with me, Andy Malarkey. Comedian Eddie Murphy is on an Oscar producer's shortlist to host the Academy Awards in February. A meeting is scheduled for tomorrow between Oscar producer Brett Ratner and the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences, at which Ratner will offer President Tom Sherrack the idea of having Murphy host the world's top film honours. Deadline, the website which reported this, cited unnamed sources and also said in a report on Saturday night that having the Shrek movie star host the show was not a done deal, with many more steps to be completed before Murphy is agreed upon. And hoping to boost sales of its 3D televisions among gamers, LG showed off technology that lets traditional split-screen multiplayer games be played full-screen. To use dual play, one set of 3D glasses need to have two left eyes and the other set of two right eyes, called dual play. It works by making a 3D display essentially 2D displays over top of each other, rather than sending different images to the left and right eyes of one player. It sends different images to the left and right players. One player wears a set of polarised 3D glasses with two left eye lenses, and another player wears a set with two right eye lenses. That allows each player to see their own section of the game full screen, but only in 2D. And the tally of digital certificates stolen from a Dutch company in July has exploded to more than 500, including ones for intelligence services like the CIA, the UK's MI6 and Israel's Mossad. The confirmed count of fraudulently issued SSL certificates now stands at 531. Among the affected domains are those for the CIA, MI6, Yahoo, Skype, Facebook, Twitter and Microsoft. All the certificates were issued by DigiNotar, a Dutch issuing firm that last week admitted its network had been hacked in July. The company claimed that it had revoked all the fraudulent certificates, but then realised it had overlooked one that could be used to impersonate any Google service, including Gmail. DigiNotar went public only after users reported their findings to Google. Criminals or governments could use stolen certificates to conduct man-in-the-middle attacks, tricking users into thinking they were at a legitimate site when in fact their communications were being secretly intercepted. Google and Mozilla said this weekend that they would permanently block all the digital certificates issued by DigiNotar, including those used by the Dutch government. I'll be back again shortly with your top stories for today, but in the meantime, for WROM, this has been Newsbite with me, Andy Malarkey.